It's HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence, host of All Things Considered. One of my favorite parts of doing this show over the last 15 years is the wide range of entertainment legends we get to speak with. And as we wrap up this year, we're celebrating the lives of guests that we said goodbye to in 2024. That includes Phil Lesh from The Grateful Dead, and we go all the way back to 2001 and a chat we did backstage in Boston to celebrate his life.
We're doing a benefit on the 3rd. It'll go through our foundation, Unbroken Chain, to the New York Relief Fund. It may go to Twin Towers. It may go directly to fire and police. I'm not sure yet. Bob Weir is going to come out and join us for that.
You mentioned the Unbroken Chain Foundation. That's something that really always has drawn me to you and to the Grateful Dead scene, is the charitable aspect, the fact that it's a community that gives back. What are some of the other things that that foundation of yours has been able to accomplish, or some of the other places that you've been able to put your assets behind?
Well, my particular horses that I ride with this foundation are twofold. One is music in schools, and the other one is hepatitis C research, organ transplantation, and that sort of thing. In year 2000, we did a big benefit at Henry J. Kaiser in Oakland and raised $250,000 for hepatitis C research. Over the last year or so, we have put a thing together where at some point we invited people to donate, and then we match the funds that they give us, and we give the money to school districts in the places where we go and play all over the country.
So it has a local sort of impact.
That's right. It goes directly to the local school district, to their music education.
Have you found that your desire to see music as a charitable or give back situation has increased, or is it still the same strong belief?
Well, it's always been strong, particularly for music in schools. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if it hadn't been for music in schools, because it was just there, and it just reached out and grabbed me. And I was able to play an instrument, starting to play an instrument at age 8, and I learned how to read and write music, before that. So it's like something that's always been with me, and it's always been the foundation for everything I've ever done in music. I think my desire to give back to that is stronger now than it has been in the past, because all these programs are being cut. Music in schools and our educational system used to be the finest in the world, the envy of the world. And I don't know, what do they deregulate it or something? Why is money tight for education? And it's not tight for, I don't know, other things.
Something that I touched on, we did a broadcast with Bobby Weir just a couple months ago after the September 11th thing, and that was, you guys went to Egypt. You broke ground in 1978.
I was just talking to Warren about that tonight, about that event, and about the fact that we went there and we played, and there was a lunar eclipse, which
right.
Changes things, psychically speaking. I mean, it puts a certain kind of vibe on it. And to be perfectly honest with you, it wasn't one of our successful performances. And yet, I was describing to Warren how the Bedouin tribes people from the desert came in on camels. These are the nomads who have no truck with the urban culture, like Cairo,
sure,
Alexandria. They came in and they hung out and they danced. They were dancing out on the sand. And it was, at the same time as it wasn't a good performance, it was a beautiful event.
Phil Lesh, for those of us who camped and vended in the parking lot, who were living in the late 80s and trading and the whole bartering system, the sense of community.
The community is the legend.
And you guys let the community have them. As I told Bobby, you guys don't get enough credit for the fact that there was hundreds of thousands of dollars in commerce going on outside of these shows every night. The band just let it happen because they let these communities exist.
Well, it's amazing what you can do if you don't give a shit who gets the credit. So, to me, all the credit for everything that's happened with the Grateful Dead, it really resides with the community, because the community really is the music.
Celebrating another artist who passed this year, Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead, one of many guests we're grateful for here on HPR and All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence.